Bhagavad Lila, December 4th, Chapter 9 from the 10th Canto. Mother Yashoda binds Lord Krishna. One day, when Mother Yashoda saw that all the maidservants were engaged, she personally churned yogurt and sang songs about Krishna's Bali Lila. She was happily singing to herself. Mother Yashoda was beautifully dressed in saffron yellow sari, with a belt tied around her full hips. She was working so hard in the service of her Lalaji that her whole body shook. Bangles and earrings tinkled. Her intense love for her child made her totally absorbed in her seva, and milk was rushing from her breasts. Yashoda Maya's beautiful face was wet with perspiration, and the malati flowers in her hair were falling on the ground. This lila took place on Deepavali, on the Amavasya day in Kartik, this Damodar Bandana lila. Nanda Maharaj had 9 lakhs of cows, but there was a few special black cows that he fed very nourishing grass, so they would make very tasty, flavorful milk. This is the milk that Mother Yashoda would make yogurt and then churn the yogurt into butter for Krishna's happiness. She was thinking that Krishna is stealing from the homes of other people because he doesn't like the butter. He goes to other people's houses because he doesn't like the butter that she's making. In the olden days, if someone wanted to remember something, they would compose a poem about it, or hire a professional to do a poem. Yashoda did not want to forget Krishna's pastimes at any time, so she personally composed beautiful songs that she would sing while churning butter. Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande Mana Mana Samadukaram Arpaya nija pada pankaja makarande Krishna deva bhavantam vande. Prabhupada explains, this should be the practice of everyone eager to remain Krishna conscious 24 hours a day. We should compose poems or bhajans, ashtakaliya bhajans, Guna Kirtan, Leela Kirtan, Ashtakaliya Kirtans, and sing them, glorifying Krishna's pastimes through the 8 periods of the day. One day on Deepavali in Kartik Maina, while Mother Yashoda was churning butter, her Lala, Gopal, appeared before her, thirsty for her breast milk. Krishna grabbed the churning rod to stop his mother from churning. Mother Yashoda picked up Krishna, embraced him lovingly, and pushed a nipple of her breast into his mouth. Because of Yashoda's intense love, milk rushed from her breast. While Krishna sucked the milk, Yashoda enjoyed seeing the beautiful face of Gopal. Suddenly, Mother Yashoda noticed that the milk was boiling on the stove and about to boil over. And in the Vedas it says that it's considered a sin for milk to spill on the stove. Thinking this and knowing this, she immediately put down Gopal and ran to attend to the milk. However, Krishna was unsatisfied with drinking of the milk. He became angry at being left alone, biting his reddish lips with his teeth, showing false tears in his eyes. Gopal picked up a stone and broke the yogurt pot. Then he went to a nearby room and ate all the freshly churned butter in a solitary place. After adjusting the milk on the stove, Yashoda returned to finish her churning of the yogurt into butter. She saw that the yogurt pot was broken and yogurt had spilled all over the floor and her Lalaji was not there. She concluded that obviously Krishna had done this mischief. She smiled, thinking how her little son ran away in fear of punishment. Mother Yashoda easily found her son by tracking his butter-smeared footprints across the floor. He was sitting on a wooden grinding mortar, distributing butter and yogurt to the monkeys. Because Krishna had stolen these things without attaining permission, he was looking around in great anxiety. Mother Yashoda cautiously approached Krishna from behind. However, Krishna saw his mother coming with a stick in her hand. He quickly jumped from the mortar and ran, as if he were very afraid. Yashoda chased him, but because of the weight of her heavy breasts and thin waist, she could not run very quickly. Her hair loosened, the flowers fell from her hair to the ground, and somehow she caught Krishna, whom even the greatest yogis can never attain after performing severe austerities for thousands of years. Krishna began to cry when he was caught, and he rubbed his eyes with his hands, thus smearing the cudgel with his tears all over his face. Yashoda caught Krishna by the hand. He admitted he was an offender, but as Yashoda saw Gopal's beautiful face, she felt that he had become overly afraid, so she threw the stick away. She did not really want to punish her son. She simply rebuked him, saying, "Gopal, I'm going to tie you up so you cannot commit any more offenses. And for the time being, you will not be able to play with your friends." Mother Yashoda did not want to bind Krishna to punish him. She merely wanted to curb his restlessness for the time being. And she did not want him to run away out of fear. Because of maternal affection for Krishna, Mother Yashoda never cared to understand Krishna's actual position. Even great demigods fear Krishna, yad bibeti swayam bhayam, that whom fear personified is afraid of. Although the greatest demigods are afraid of Krishna, Krishna became afraid of Yashoda when he saw her holding a stick in her hand. While trying to bind her son, Yashoda found that the rope always came too short by the width of two fingers. Yashoda brought another rope and joined it with the first one. But once again, when she tried to tie the knot, it was still two fingers too short. Again and again she bought more rope, and each and every time she joined them, they were too short. Finally, there was no more rope remaining in her house, and all of the neighboring ladies were gathered there watching the fun. Even Mother Yashoda was smiling, for everyone was truly astonished. Mother Yashoda was perspiring all over due to her hard labor. When Krishna saw how much his mother had become tired, he became merciful and allowed himself to be bound by his mother. This is a quality of the Supreme Lord, Bhaktavatsal. He is very affectionate to his devotees, and Prem Vasibhut. He becomes controlled by the love of his devotees. Although Krishna is Ishvara Parama Krishna, he is Paramishvara, Sarvaloka Maheshwara. He is the controller of all the universes, Jagatpati, Jagadishvara, Jagannath. Yet, he comes under the control of his pure devotees. After binding Gopal to the grinding mortar, Yashoda returned to her household affairs. While Krishna was bound to that grinding mortar, Ulukal, he saw in front of him two trees standing together, side by side, that were Yamala Arjun trees. Formerly, they had been the demigod sons of Kubera, Nala, Kuvara, and Manigriva. They were very rich and opulent, beautiful, powerful, and famous. Because of false pride, they didn't care for anyone, and as a result, they incurred the anger of Narada Muni, who cursed them to become trees.